what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's Monday, January 11th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran, and on today's show, we'll have details on LA's plan to convert Dodger Stadium to a mass vaccination site. Then, we're going to talk about the findings of a new survey of tens of thousands of small businesses in the state. Plus, we'll hear about incarcerated students who may now be eligible for financial aid, but some advocates are concerned about the quality of education they might receive. It's all coming up. Dodger Stadium is getting a makeover this week as LA plans to turn the baseball stadium from a COVID testing site into a mass vaccination site. With more, here's KPCC health reporter Jackie Fortier.
Yeah, they estimate up to 12,000 people will be able to be vaccinated at Dodger Stadium every day once it becomes a vaccination site. But keep in mind, it won't be open to the general public. Right now, only healthcare workers can get the vaccine. And we've moved through acute hospital workers, EMTs, and paramedics. They were first. Now, a much broader category of health workers can get vaccinated, people like dentists and lab techs. Health officials said today that means vaccinating close to 800,000 healthcare workers in this broader phase. So we need these big vaccination sites like Dodger Stadium and another 5 sites that the county is going to set up week after next. County health officials estimate that everyone in phase 1A, so that's all these healthcare workers, will be vaccinated by the end of January, provided, of course, that they can get enough of the vaccine because everybody needs 2 doses. Now, 1B is going to start looking like people outside of healthcare. People over the age of 75 are in 1B, and people who are at risk of contracting COVID, who work in education, childcare, emergency services, and food and agriculture. These were categories set up by the state, so it's not unique to LA County. County health officials say they'll start vaccinating 1B in early February, again, provided they have enough of the vaccine.
During the first 4 months of the coronavirus pandemic, small businesses in California saw their revenue drop an average of 75%. That's one of the detailed findings of a new survey of over 22,000 small business owners in the state. KPCC's Emily Guerin has more.
The survey was done by California's Network of Small Business Development Centers, and it's pretty sobering. In July 2020, nearly a third of businesses that responded to the survey were either permanently or temporarily closed. But the impact has been uneven. Half of businesses in arts, entertainment, and recreation were still closed in July, the highest of any industry sector. That's likely because these businesses can't easily comply with social distancing guidelines. Black-owned businesses in California have struggled the most of any racial or ethnic group. Nearly 45% were closed in July, compared to about 30% of white and Asian-owned businesses and 35% of Latino-owned businesses.
And finally, incarcerated Californians will soon be able to apply for federal Pell Grants to pay for higher education. The change had support across the political spectrum, but some advocates have their concerns. Here's KPCC's Jill Replegal for details.
During the Tough on Crime 90s, Congress stopped allowing incarcerated people to apply for the government's largest student aid program. But as part of the new omnibus spending bill, Pell Grants will again be available to students behind bars.
It's incredibly exciting.
Karamet Ryder directs a new UC Irvine program that will offer the University of California's first bachelor's degree for incarcerated students. She says most people in prison
don't have the resources to even order books or participate in a correspondence course.
Studies have shown that prison education programs reduce recidivism and increase job opportunities upon release. But Ryder and other educators worry that the promise of funding could attract poor quality programs. They're hoping to work with state leaders and corrections officials to ensure that programs offer quality education that leads to a degree.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at lais.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's lais.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts and stay up to date with the latest news. Just tell your smart speaker to launch LAist or get LAist delivered right to your inbox at laist.com/newsletters.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.